Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Or comes into the house on a, especially on a Sunday, but anytime where worship is going up, they should step right into the pool, right into worship, not spectate. You know, Pastor and I stand back here on Sundays and Wednesdays for a little while, but we just spectating. We're worshiping.
Amen.
Amen. We're worshiping, and we're loving on the little ones, and we're worshiping at the same time. But no one should be a spectator.
Amen.
That's an indication that you're just a second-day saint. You're not part of the army yet. Because I'm going to show you before it's all over the third day weapon.
Amen.
You're weaponized. It's time for some of us to pull that weapon out and start using it.
Amen.
And not just when we get into the church.
Amen.
At home.
Amen.
Over the sink of dishes.
Amen.
While you're vacuuming the floor.
Amen.
Amen. Get that weapon out. It's not limited to just a church service. Okay, so either execute the anointing that's on your life and defeat the enemy, or God will sometimes suffer you to be humiliated.
Amen.
In the face of your enemy.
Amen.
You allow your enemy to humble you.
Amen.
If you don't execute your anointing and defeat your enemy, sometimes you'll go out and you'll go out the same way you came in. And the enemy will still have that stronghold or that advantage over you. But tell somebody, I have a weapon.
I have a weapon.
Give me Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4 and 5. Isaiah 34, verse 4 and 5. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falls off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven.
Amen.
Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea and upon the people of my curse to judgment. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. What is the sword? The sword is the word of God, right? He said it's going to be bathed. Yeah, you know, when you bathe something, it's not sprinkling. You submerge it.
Amen.
The sword, the word of God, is going to be bathed in the heaven. Not where God is, where the enemy is. Not the word of God. We just said it in Isaiah, how the God has put the word in our mouth, right? Let's look at another verse. Look at chapter 49 of Isaiah and verse 2. Somebody say, my third day weapon.
My third day weapon.
Isaiah 49, verse 2. And he hath made my mouth. Somebody say, my mouth.
My mouth.
Like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand as he hid me, and made me a polished shaft in his quiver as he hid me. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. He has made your mouth like a sharp sword.
Amen.
Not to strike other people.
Amen.
But for it to be bathed in the heavens.
Amen.
Isaiah 51, verse 16. Somebody say,
my mouth is a weapon.
Isaiah 51, 16. And I have put my words in your mouth. And I've covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. I have put my words in your mouth. I've covered you with the shadow of my hand. I put my words in your mouth so that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, Thou art my people. What is God saying? God talks about a new heaven and a new earth.
Amen.
Come on, somebody catch it. It's not talking about, you know, a nuclear explosion destroying the earth and all that. No. No, the earth is going to be bathed with the word of God, and righteousness is going to take over.
Amen.
See, we've come to an end of an age, a sin age, the end of the age where the devil rules. We've entered in. We're in a parenthetical time right now. You know, it's a time. Jesus lived a parenthetical time from the age 12 to 30. Unless you really dig deep, you know nothing about what he did, where he was, what he suffered, what he might have been involved in. You know nothing. It's parenthetical until the revelation when he came at the wedding of Cana and his ministry was made public.
Amen.
We're right now in a parenthetical time. God is doing something.
Amen.
Preparing us for total manifestation. I'm talking about the sons of God. The man-child company. Oh, yeah. See, contrary to popular opinion about the church and the last days and tribulation and all of that, people are on the edge of their seat waiting to, you know, escape everything. And I don't read the scripture like that.
Amen.
I don't see that. I see that we're occupying. No.
Amen.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The kingdom is come. And I'll say challenge you, but also encourage you, because when our anniversary takes place, we're going all the way in. I'm gonna share some stuff I've probably never shared, that people, what we've heard from, you know, a lot of books that are in the late great planet Earth and all this stuff about all these things that have been written for years and years, and none of it's come to pass.
Amen.
And yet they're still bestsellers. It's time that people awaken and not just be numbed down. See, what people are warring with today, and I'm just going to touch this because I'm not getting involved in it, but the elephant and the donkey.
Amen.
People think the answer to everything is either in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. And really, the people that are in control have these two pitted against one another so that you'll think, you know, you're gaining some ground by one winning, when the ones that are really in control are behind the scenes.
Amen. Amen.
Even, let me take it a little further, even the war in the what is known as the Middle East. Do you know the ones that are financing both parties are the Rothschilds?
Amen.
They're called the Red Cross. That's the original, the Rothschilds. The Red Cross is everywhere.
Amen.
And so they're so-called followers of Jesus. So people think, oh, the Red Cross. No, these are the ones that are, these are the bankers. Who runs the Reserve Bank? Who's behind all of this? Who's behind all the money? Who determines the loans and the percentage rates? Who's doing this? You ever thought about that? It's folks behind the scenes.
Amen.
It's the 1%
Amen.
That seek world dominance.
Amen.
That are manipulating all these things, these psyops. Black Lives Matter, you know, Democrat, you know. Everything's based upon abortion, and based upon Republican, and based upon this one, and based upon that one, and based upon all this. And they're just having a field day while everybody's just going at each other's throat, thinking that's the answer. When they pull the strings, they determine who gets in anyway, who don't.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm not saying that God can't have some say-so in it, but listen, put your trust in Jesus. It's not, you can be a political party and all that. Yeah, you'll vote. You'll do your due diligence in that. But your hope is not built on that. Because God sets one up and puts down another.
Amen.
Amen. And when the people are evil and wicked, like in Israel, They wanted a king. God said, okay, I'm going to back up. I'm going to give them what they want. And when you got most people that want all this liberal stuff and all this equality and all this stuff, God said, I'll back up and give them what they want. And then when you get it and you say, whoa, now you got to deal with it. But see, even in that, we live in a place called Goshen. We live by another set of rules. We live by a God that is just. He's not going to suffer us to be washed away in the flood with the wicked. Amen. So we see here, we have a weapon, right? Just look at somebody, tell them, your mouth is your weapon. Abraham had Isaac, right? When he offered Isaac, he worshiped God, favored him. Moses had a rod. Gideon had a pitcher. David had a rock, a smooth stone. We have a sword. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And it must be spoken.
Amen.
The two-edged sword, you've heard me say it before, the two-edged sword is where God already spoke his word. He sent his word. It gets in our mouth, in our heart, and then we speak it again and we sharpen the other side of the sword. And that's the armor. That's the sword that Paul talked about, a makara, a two-edged sword. It's a deadly weapon against the enemy. The two-edged sword. Because, you know, you can't say, well, my pastor said. No, you better say it yourself. I adjure you in the name of Paul's God. In the name of Elder Singletary's God. In the name of Elder John's God. The devil will slap you all around here. You better know for yourself. How about, Jesus even gave us an example of that when he was tempted the three times. You got to read into it. The devil came the first time. He said, it is written.
Amen.
Thou shalt not live. Man shall not live by bread. He said, it is written. Second time he tempted. He said, it is written again. But the third time, Jesus, I just picture him putting his foot down. He said, all right, devil, this is it. He put his foot down and said, I say.
Amen.
I'm not just saying what's on the pages. This is coming from me.
Amen.
And guess what? The devil fled from him. Devil got out of his way. See, look, you can be quoting all kind of stuff. What's in you that you can say?
Amen.
Amen. See, God said, I put my word in your mouth.
Amen.
Believe that word in your mouth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing,
Amen.
Not having heard,
Amen.
But by hearing and hearing and hearing until it becomes faith in y'all. When you speak it out, that word goes out, that the bar word. The latent power hidden in the word that you speak that cannot return void. It will accomplish. That's the third day weapon. We have the sword. Now I want to see something. Genesis chapter 3 verse 24. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 24. Adam and Eve have been driven out of the garden, out of the place of paradise. And God, in order to protect the tree of life so that they couldn't eat from it, it says, so he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.